Today's shiur is Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Ches Amin Aleph. At the Mishnah teaches us the Mishnah Tipas Cholov Shenafla Al Chaticha. If a drop of milk fell on a piece of meat that's in a hot pot, and the subject of our Mishnah is not, as we've been learning in our Perek, about being allowed or not allowed to do this. That's not really the issue of our perek. The issue of our perek is, if this happened, of our Mishnah, if this happened, what is going to be the halacha? Moreover, as the Ksav Sofer indicates, the Mishnah deliberately spoke about a tipas cholov, a drop of milk that fell on the meat, to teach us, A, that this halacha doesn't make a difference in the halacha that we're discussing now, if it happened deliberately or not. As long as it happened, we have to deal with it. And moreover, that it doesn't have to be a kazayis. Even the smallest amount of milk that fell into the meat causes us the issue that we're going to discuss. How do we look at this meat, and how do we look at this? How do we look at the meat? How do we look at everything and this piece of meat and all the other pieces of meat, as we're going to learn in this perek? Moreover, as the Chochmas Adam points out, the Mishnah is referring to a situation where the milk fell on a pot, on a piece of meat in the pot that's hot. If the piece of meat that was in the pot was not hot, then it would not make that the meat becomes usur. The halacha is that we would just have to clean off the top of that piece of meat, and then we could eat the rest. We could eat even that piece of meat, and certainly the other pieces of meat. The question, of course, is what happens if you have this piece of meat that the milk fell on, but it's hot, but it's in a klirishin in which the meat was cooked, but it's, and it's yatz ledespa, it's very hot, but it wasn't still on the fire. Here, the Paiskim say that as long as it's in a klirishin, in the pot in which the meat was cooked, and it's in a pot that the meat, it's a pot that the meat was cooked in, the halacha will be that the meat is usur if it's in a klirishin. The question that the Paiskim discuss is what will be the halacha if it's in a pot where it's a klisheni, where it's not the pot in which the meat was cooked in, but it's a klisheni, but it's yatz ledespa. Here is a machlokes of paiskim, what would be the halacha? And here again, as we're going to learn and speak about more in a moment, is where the pot, when the milk fell on this piece of meat, was not covered. Because as we're going to be discussing in our shir, in Mitzvah Shem, if the pot was covered, that would change many halachas. Because once the pot is covered, then whatever fell here spreads throughout. And once it spreads throughout, it's a whole new discussion. So again, says the Mishnah, Tipas Cholov Shenafal Achaticha, a drop of milk that fell on a piece of meat that's in the pot, that is hot. And the way Rashi explains, the Rashi explains that the piece of meat on which this drop of milk fell is partially submerged amongst the other pieces of meat in the pot, and partially not submerged. Possibly, partially, it's sticking out from everything else that's in the pot, and that's where Rashi says the din of the Mishnah will apply. That im yesh bo minos and tam, if this milk gives taste to the meat, in other words, as we've been learning in our Masechta so often, that it's not bottle b'shishim, there's no 60 in the meat versus the drop of milk. So then, usur, then the halacha will be that piece of meat becomes usur. Now continues the Mishnah, nearas gedera, if immediately after the drop of milk fell onto that piece of meat, before it could have given any tam, right away it was mixed up. So now we don't just look at that one piece of meat, but rather we look at everything in the pot. And therefore the halacha will be, im yesh bei benois and tam b'chol b'isakadeira, if this milk will give tam in the pot, then everything in the pot will be usur. But now we're looking at the entire pot. So if we look at all of the meat in the entire pot, and now we look, now we start measuring, do we have shishim or do we not have shishim? It's interesting that the Achronim point out that our Mishnah is speaking about, as we just learned, the case of bas b'cholov. But will this halacha apply by other isurim as well? Opens up the question, because what are we learning now? That if the milk fell into the piece of meat, that piece of meat, and there's no shishim in that piece of meat, it becomes usur. That in halacha is known as chaticha nasan nevela. So the question is, do we say chaticha? We certainly, as we learn in our Mishnah, say chaticha nasan nevela by basa b'chalav. The question is, do we say chaticha nasan nevela by other surim? Our Mishnah is teaching us that we say it by basa b'chalav. The Mishnah said that the second part of the Mishnah spoke about a case where the milk fell onto the meat, and then immediately you mixed up everything in the pot. And the question is, but once it fell onto the piece of meat, so doesn't that piece of meat automatically become usur? And why would the mixing it afterwards make any difference? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that as long as you mixed it immediately after it fell onto the piece of meat, we don't assume that whole piece of meat became usur, and now we look at the rest of the pot. The only question is, that's clear that the Mishnah is teaching us that halacha. The question is, what is the shear? How soon after the milk fell onto that piece of meat, and now the way to save the day, so to speak, is by mixing up the entire pot, how soon do you have to mix it up? And the Aruch HaShulchan refuses to give an exact amount of time. The Aruch HaShulchan Yerideya Simon Sadik Bey Sifches says, V'hakol Bereas Einemayr HaRoah. It really depends on the Pesach who you ask to make that determination. So as we learned, Rashi explained that the Mishnah is speaking about the case where the meat is sticking out of the pot, the meat that the trap of milk, going back to the Reisha, that the meat, that part of the milk fell, the drop of milk fell on it, is partly in the pot and partly on top, submerged in the pot and partly sticking out, and the milk fell on the part that's sticking out. According to Rashi, if that's the case, so since it fell on the part that's on top of what's in the pot, so we only look at this piece, and we don't take into consideration all of the other pieces in the pot that represents a kula. But on the other hand, it also, according to Rashi, represents a kula. Because then, if you left everything the way it was, only that piece of meat will become usur, and all the other pieces are remain fine. Tosfos has a different explanation. Tosfos says that the case of our Mishnah is that the piece of meat that the milk fell on is completely submerged in the pot. So according to Tosfos Pshat, if that piece of meat now became usur, not only to become usur, we just said it became chaticha nasa nevela, not only, now we need to, since this is mixed up with all the other pieces of meat in the pot, you're going to have shishim versus that piece of meat, not to make the meat kosher, and otherwise all the meat will not be kosher. But if there is shishim, then that not only will everything in the pot be kosher, but even that part, even that piece of meat on which the milk fell, will be considered kosher. What's going to be the halacha? Discuss the paiskim. If then, particularly according to Rashi, if the milk fell on the piece of meat which is submerged in the pot, but it fell on the top of that piece of meat, and that top of piece of meat is not together with all the other pieces of meat. It seems that the Beis Yosef, quoting the Smag, says that the halacha will be that the entire, everything that's in the pot, that piece of meat will still be considered not kosher. Even though it's submerged in the pot, and we learned that Rashi holds that an entire piece of meat is submerged in the pot, so then the halacha is not the way our Mishnah says. But since we're able to identify that piece of meat separately, the halacha is that we have to treat that piece of meat, like the case Rashi learns, as if it's not completely submerged. The halacha will be that if the piece of meat becomes usur, that you'll have, if that piece of meat becomes usur, the what will be with the other pieces of meat if it wasn't mixed together, as we learned now, Rashi and Tosfos. But it seems that even if we'll say that the other pieces don't become usur because we only look at this piece, but the other pieces that touch this piece of meat, and there's heat in this pot, and this meat is something that is greasy, the halacha will require that you have to wash the surface of all the other pieces of meat in that pot. Amar Abaye, says the Gemara, Tama, if we just have a case where if you take out whatever is usur from a mixture, and we only have left the tam, the taste of what's usur, but not what was actually there, tam v'leimam mashoy, but alma, and all other yisurim midaraisa. The halacha is that midaraisa, that will be usur. And says the Gemara, how do we reach that conclusion? Because we learn, if by basa b'chalav, the halacha is that, as we just learned in our Mishnah, the tam goes in from the milk into the meat, and just the tam of the milk makes it, just the tam of the milk makes it usur, certainly that will be the halacha all over. These salkadatach, if you're going to say that when we only have tam of isser, the isser is only an isser drabanon, mibas mechalav my tam lagarminin. Why don't we learn the halacha from bas bechalav and say that just like we're learning in our Mishnah that by bas bechalav everything becomes usur, so too should be the halacha that everywhere we should look at tam. What are you going to say, suggests the Gemara? Well, we can't learn from Bas B'Cholov, because Bas B'Cholov, says the Gemara, is a chiddush, because here we have two foods that are normally mutter, kosher milk and kosher meat, and even though each one independently is mutter, so too, that yet when they're mixed together, they become usur. So that represents a chiddush. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos is not satisfied with that approach, because Tosfos says this is not the only place that we find where we have two things that are independently mutter, that when they're mixed together, they become usur. Because we think about klayim, we think about shatnas, that's always the example, that you have wool and linen. The wool is fine, the linen is fine, but when you mix them together, they become usur. And therefore, Tosfos explains that what is the chiddush of basa b'chalav? Tosfos says the chiddush of basa b'chalav is that, as we learned from the beginning of this perek, that the isur basa b'chalav is, as the Torah says, lo savashu gadi b'chalav imoy, it's only usur when things get cooked together. And therefore, Bas B'Cholav represents a Chiddush, and therefore suggests the Gemara that Bas B'Cholav is a Chiddush, it's a novel rule, and therefore we can't learn from Bas B'Cholav to other Yisurim. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to understand Bas B'Cholav, so then the halacha ought to be, Afagav the Leikonos and Tam Nami, even though there was no taste that went from the milk to the meat or meat to the milk, the halacha should be that when the Torah said it's a Chiddush of Bas B'Cholav, that the halacha is that it's usur. But yet our Mishnah clearly indicated that it's only usur for when there's taste. So we see that there's nothing, that's not the reason that we should say that this is a halacha only by basa b'cholav. And if that's the case, the halacha by basa b'cholav is like all other halachas, that it's taste that makes the difference. And therefore, here we learn, and the way to explain this, the proper way, the proper terminology to use is tam kicker, that taste makes a difference in halacha. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava. To Rava says, no. And really, this is what Taisa, I think, meant to say. You can't learn from Basa B'cholov, this halacha that we're learning of tam ki'ikr, that taste makes a difference, to any other area of halacha. Because the Torah, as we said, when it speaks about this Basa B'cholov, says, the fact that the Torah chose to speak about cooking, which, of course, the definition of cooking means that it gives taste, is a raya that it's a special halacha by Basa B'cholov that it's dependent on taste, not to be used for other areas of halacha. Amar Rav, says Rav, that when the Mishnah said that the drop of milk gave taste to this piece of meat, and then it affect the other pieces of meat in the pot, kim shenosatam b'chadicha, once the milk imparted taste on the piece of meat on which it fell. So as we learned, chaticha atzma nasa nevela, so the whole piece of meat now is considered not kosher. The whole piece of meat is considered not kosher. And therefore, when we have to measure the other pieces of meat, we don't measure it versus the drop of milk. Vesez kol chatichas kulan, all the other pieces of meat, you have to have, everything else becomes usur, and there's no shishim even. Why? Because we go back to a rule that we've spoken about previously in our shiurim, and that's the halacha min b'minoy. One piece of meat with other piece of meat is that it's min b'minoy. And Rabbi Huda teaches us that b'min b'minoy, that the halacha is there's never any bittul. So as we just said, the Torah here taught us that there's a halacha chaticha nas nevela. Of course, there's a very big machlokes rishonim. When we say this halacha of chaticha nas nevela, which clearly we're learning is the halacha by Basa B'cholov, is that the halacha by other isurim as well? Many rishonim, the Rebbeinu Ephraim and other rishonim, say that this is halacha strictly by Basa B'cholov. Rebbeinu Tam disagrees. And Rebbeinu Tam says that the halacha is that by Shara Surim, we do say is chaticha nas nevela. The halacha, Tosfos quotes the Ri, that the halacha is that we should follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and be machmer chaticha nas nevela even b'shar surim. There are others that take a more lenient approach, but it seems that most Rishonim follow the approach that we say chaticha nas nevela by other isurim as well. Says the Gemara, Amalei mazut b'rei de remari l'ravina, michti, Rav kamanam d'lashatz k'lashmatzei. Rav who just said that this piece of meat that became usur because the milk fell into that piece of meat, and as we've been learning, that piece of meat becomes like a piece of nevela. And therefore, when we look at this piece of meat versus all the other pieces of meat, also, they will all be usur, because as we just finished explaining, because it's a situation of min b'minoy, and min b'minoy never becomes bottle. So says the Gemara, Lema Pliga de Rava, should we say that this is in disagreement with what Rava said? Dama Rava, because Rava teaches us, Kesava Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda, who is the opinion, as we've just been saying, that min b'minoy loy bottle, but he says that when we have a situation, koshu min v'minoy, whenever we have a situation of min v'minoy and dova acher, which is something else which is not minoy, Rabbi Yehuda says that what the halacha does is selek es minoy k'mish enoy, disregard the piece of meat, in this example, that's osur, as if it doesn't exist, v'shem enem minoy elof, and we look at the other pieces of meat, and whatever else is in the pot, the gravy and whatever else, and that's where we have to measure if there's shishim or not, because the meat and the gravy is min be'en minoy. So if a pot has the non-kosher piece of meat that came not kosher because the milk fell on it, the kosher pieces of meat that are min be'minoy, and the gravy, which is ein aminoy, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree that we don't treat this like a min b'minoy situation? Amalei, says the Gemara, eat enough b'roi tivraka, if indeed what you had in this pot was the piece of meat in which the milk fell. You have the piece of meat, the other pieces of meat, and the gravy, so the halacha is exactly as we just said. But hachinami, that would be halacha. However, says the Gemara, hachav ma'iskinen, what is the case that we are discussing? The noitel b'roit of ava, that the gravy in this pot is thick gravy, and therefore, since the gravy in this pot is thick gravy, the halacha will be under those circumstances, says the Gemara, as if it's all minoy. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that by min b'minoy there is no bittel. So our Mishnah has been teaching us that if a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat and that makes and gives flavor to that piece of meat, the meat becomes prohibited. The Shulchan Aruch explains that what should we do? We should give that piece of meat to a non-Jew to taste and determine whether it has any taste from the milk. As we learned earlier in our shiurim, the Ramah's opinion is that we never rely on a kfeil aramah. We don't rely on a non-Jewish chef, taster, but we have to have shishim. The halacha is that if the prohibited piece of milk, which became us because of the milk, the piece of meat that became us because the milk fell on it, if it's there together with other pieces of meat, the fact is, the halacha is, that this, we don't look that the other pieces of meat have to have shishim going to Ramah versus the milk. We have to have shishim against this piece of meat because of chaticha nasis nevela. And as we're learning now, the machlokes rishonim, do we say chaticha nasis nevela even by sharis surim or not? Ask the Gemara. But here we said that the piece of meat on which, the original piece of meat on which the milk fell, we say on that piece of meat, chaticha nas nevela. But ask the Gemara, in understanding this concept of chaticha nas nevela, ask the Gemara, Mike, what is the opinion? Ikasavar, efshel soich the mutter, that when we take this piece of meat that has the milk in it, but we mix it together with all the other pieces of meat, and now we look at this drop of milk versus all the pieces of meat, they don't give tam. So therefore, because efshel soichtei, we separate the milk out, so to speak. So then, chaticha amay nas nevela, why would it be not kosher? Elikasavar, says the Gemara, it must be that Rav, the way he's explaining the Mishnah, must hold that efshel soichtei is asur. And the Gemara backs this up. Ditmar Sotah, we learn in the yeshiva, Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan and Amri, efshel soichtei asur. We don't say that as if that piece, drop of milk, could somehow get separated out of that original piece of meat. V'shmur Rav Shimon b'Rebbe, v'shlokish d'amra, efshel soichtei mutar, they disagree. The Sover Rav asked the Gemara, is that indeed the opinion of Rav, that Efshel Soich the author, Vetmar, then we learn, Kazai's Pasu should not Lotach Yerush Lacholov, if a piece of meat, a Kazai's of meat, that fell into a hot pot of milk. Amar Rav, Basa Osir, the Basa becomes Osir, and the Cholov is Mutter. And the Gemara's understanding that the case here is that there wasn't enough meat to make the milk taste like meat, and that's why Rav said the milk is mutter, but the meat has milk in it. But ask the Gemara, if Rav's opinion is, as we're learning now, once the milk, ask the Gemara, absorbed taste from the meat, so therefore the whole milk, chalav nevelu, becomes nevela. And therefore, how can we make that milk mutter? Answers the Gemara, Loyal Kesavarav, Efshel Sochtei Asur. That once the milk, indeed, once something absorbs the tam, it cannot be removed. The Shani Hasam, why does this milk that had milk absorbed into it not become asur? So he suggests, because the pasuk says, "Damakra loisvashkadi b'chalev imay," and we learned the is. So we look at the pasuk, and we look in the pasuk. The pasuk is focusing on the meat. Loisvashal gadi b'chalev imay. What the Torah means to say, suggests the Gemara, that the focus is would the meat be kosher or not the milk. Says the Gemara, can we indeed say such a concept? The Sava Rav Gdira Asatar Veloy Cholov, Vitma, Chatzi Zayis Basav, Chatzi Zayis Cholov. You start with a half a kazayis of milk, and you have a Chatzi kazayis of meat, Shaboshim Zemza, and you cook them together, you ate them. Amar Rav Loika Kilosoi, you get Malkus because you ate a kazayis of Basav Cholov. Then a Loika Al Bishuloi, because you didn't cook a full kazayis of either. If we're going to say, as the Gemara just wanted to consider, the Gedi is a Torah Loicholov, that when we speak about the Issabas B'cholov, it's only about the meat and not the milk, why are you going to be Chayiv? You only have a Chatzi Kazayis of meat, and a Chatzi Kazayis of meat is Chatzi Shihu, so you shouldn't get any milk, certainly not on the milk, because we're saying the milk is not the consideration, and not on the meat, because you only have a Chatzi Kazayis. Of course, the Mefarshim will point out, the Mechus Chinuch discusses it, that even though the Gemara spoke about an example of Chatzi Kazayis Cholov, a Chatzi Kazayis Basur, the example and the concept that the Gemara is focused on is not 50-50. That's not the point. The point is that you don't have a whole Kazayis, you don't have a Kazayis of either. Moreover, it's very interesting, the Rabbi Yosher I saw in his Sefer points out, that normally, when we speak about the shear of a solid, the shear is a kazayis. And when we speak about the shear of a liquid, the shear of a liquid is typically a revius. By the iser abos b'cholov, even the liquid is measured in a shear of kazayis. He says that there's a special gzeres akosif, that since the Torah says loisvash gadib chalevi moy, the Torah connects the din of the rule of the meat and the rule of the milk together. What the Torah means to do by connecting those two rules is to teach us the shear is the same. So if the shear of the liquid milk is a kazayis, but as we said, a kazayis is a measure of a solid. How do we figure out how much there is of a kazayis of liquid? So Rashi explains, we fill up a cup with water, and then we put into it a kazayis, and the amount of liquid, the amount of water that's displaced, that is the amount of kazayis in a liquid. So here we see, the Gemara just proved, that the Isser Bas B'cholov is not an Isser strictly on the meat, it applies to the milk as well. Ela Kosovarav, and therefore the Gemara indeed retracts and says, Ela Kosovarav Chol of Nami Asur, when we have the meat and the milk also becomes Asur. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, if the meat fell into the milk, why doesn't the milk become Asur? Particularly we say, Ef Shlosok to Asur, the meat remains there. Says the Gemara, Hachamai Skinen, Rav, when he spoke about that the meat fell into the milk, is speaking about Kishnofo Letoch Yoru Sachas, that the milk in the pot is boiling. When you have such a situation, the bevla bala mifloy polot, when you put meat into boiling milk, what happens is the meat absorbs from the milk, but it doesn't expel into the milk. Because since it's so hot, the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara, since it's so hot, the milk, the meat is busy absorbing. And since it's so busy absorbing, it can't be expelling at the same time. And in fact, I saw that the pre-Tayer says that in order for this halacha to remain true, you would have to take the meat out of the milk before it stops boiling. Because if you're going to leave the meat in the pot of hot milk, not boiling milk, but hot milk, at that point, the meat will give will be able not just to absorb, but will also be able to expel, and it will expel into the milk, and based on what we're learning in our shir, the milk will become usur. Gufa, and the Gemara goes back to the halacha that we just discussed. Chatzik zayis, bos v'chatzik zayis, chol v'chatzik zayis of meat, and chatzik zayis of milk, shebishlam zayim zayda, were cooked together, and were eaten. Amarav loik al chilasa, you'll get a malchus for the eating, you ate a whole kazayis of isser, v'en al loik al bishulay. So ask the Gemara monoshach, e mitstarfin, if we look at these two chatzik kazayis that combine, so we have here a whole kazayis, and if we have a whole kazayis, abishul nami loki, the loch is that should be chayif for cooking basa b'cholof. E, vayimit starfin, if we can say they don't combine, so that we don't have neither a whole kazayis of basar, and neither a whole kazayis of cholof, and therefore the halacha be ought to be al echila nami loyalki. Answers the Gemara, loyal and loyal starfi. They don't combine. What's the case here? What happened was here that you started with a big pot that had a kazayis of each one of them. Since you have a kazayis of each one of them, so now you have a whole kazayis of meat and a whole kazayis of milk, and when you cook them together, therefore you will be over for basa b'cholof. Now, when you take from that pot a whole kazayis, what you're taking out of that big pot, which is a whole kazayis, is going to be a kazayis, a basa b'cholof, and that's why you'll be chayiv on the chila. The Levi Omer, afloika b'shulay, that if you have a case where you have a chatzik zayis basur or chatzik zayis cholov cooked together, you'll be chayif cooking basur b'cholov. V'kein tani levi b'masnisen, k'shem shaloika al chilosoi, just like you like for eating a combination of basur b'cholov, a kazayis of a combination of basur b'cholov, kach loika b'shuloi, so too will you get malchus for cooking it together. This the way Rashi and Tosfos learned this Gemara. Rabbeinu Gershom has a very different approach to this Gemara, which has halachic gramification. Rabbeinu Gershom says that the question here is, are you chayiv for bishul achar bishul by basa b'cholov? And as we know, the halacha is by Shabbos, under certain circumstances, there is bishul achar bishul, and under certain circumstances, there is no bishul achar bishul by Hilchos Shabbos. The question is that what will be the halacha by bas b'cholov? He says that I saw that many poskim discuss this, and the crazy placey brings a raya that there's bas b'cholov even by bishul achar bishul. He has a very interesting raya. His raya is that the first place that the Torah teaches us the halacha of kashering is the keli midyan, the kelim that they got from the midyan when they went to war, and the Torah, that's where the Torah teaches us the halacha of kashering, because those pots were non kosher. Why were those pots non kosher? Because in those pots were cooked basa b'cholov. But if we say, and therefore the blia in the pot is a bliya basa b'cholof. But if we're going to say, says the crazy placey, they ain't bishul achar bishul, so now I'm going to use that pot, and I'm going to be re-cooking the basa b'cholof. But re-cooking the basa b'cholof is bishul achar bishul. Yet the Torah was concerned for it, is a raya that we say that there's an issue of bishul achar bishul by basa b'cholof. Says the Gemara, the Braisa continues, Be'ezah bishul amru, How much do you have to cook that you should be considered that you were over cooking basa b'cholof? If you cooked it enough that it's edible, that's considered having cooked basa b'cholof. And the Ritva explains that the way to understand the Gemara is that we know often in Shas, the Gemara speaks about Michael ben Drusoy, he was a bandit. He always had to eat the food on the run, and it wasn't really well cooked, but it's considered adequately cooked. And therefore, says the Ritva, once basar chalav were cooked together to the degree that it's machal ben drusoy, the halacha is it's considered act of bishul. Gemara goes back to halacha that we spoke about earlier in the shir. Efshel sachtoi, if something became osur, had a bli of isur, is it possible for that bli to come out? Suggesting more, that's machloikus tanoim. The Tanan, the Brisa teaches us, tibus cholav shenofel achaticha, a drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat. Kimi shenosa tam bechaticha, once it gives tam to that piece of meat, the lochis achaticha atzma nas nevila, the piece of meat becomes non-kosher. Vaiseris, as we learned in the Mishnah, kol achatichas kulon, all the other pieces of meat in that pat become osur. Even if there's shishim versus that piece of meat, v'nei shemina, because it's meat with meat. And Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, as we said earlier in our shir, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that min b'mina, he never becomes bottle. V'cham ma'imrim, achetitein, the drop of milk is not problematic. Achetitein tam b'roita b'kipa b'chatichas, unless there's so much milk that it will be able to give tam to the meat, all the meat in the pot, and all the gravy in the pot, and all the small pieces in the pot. Amar Rebbe, says Rabbi Niran, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, b'shloi nir. If you didn't immediately mix up the pot, b'shloi kiso, you didn't cover the pot, then there was no ability for that milk to spread throughout the pot, and therefore we only look at the piece of meat in which the milk fell and not everything in the pot. And then he continues, Divrei Chacham, b'shnei v'kiso, that's when everything got spread around the pot. Says the Gemara, what did he just mean to tell us? What did Rebbe mean to tell us with this psak? What did he mean to say? Did he mean loyneva loykisa that he didn't that Rebbe Yehuda's opinion is correct, but he didn't mix or cover ilayim loyneva loykisa klal that it didn't do anything? In that case, so the milk was absorbed by this piece of meat that it fell on. Mivla bala, it indeed got absorbed, but suggests the Gemara mifla lepolit. It had no ability to spread to the other pieces. El shaloi ni betchila, says the Gemara, you didn't mix it right away. El b'soif. Furthermore, like kisa betchila, you didn't cover it immediately, you covered it later. Amai, so why is dalocha this way, ha bala va polit? The drop of milk spread all over, and once it's spread all over, it should become bottle. Obviously, says the Gemara, kasover, because the opinion of the Brice is efshlo sochtei asar, that what got absorbed remains there forever, and therefore, even though it afterwards got mixed up, too little, too late. Says the Gemara, mechlal der Rabbi Yehuda sover. This seems to teach us that Rabbi Yehuda will agree if near metchil v'atzoif, if you immediately mixed everything in the pot, the kisa metchil v'atzoif, osur. Because Rebbe say, I agree with Rabbanan if you mixed it right away. Seemingly, Rebbe will hold that even if you mixed it immediately or you covered it immediately, it wouldn't help. Amai. But if you mixed right away, lebala klal, there was never a time that milk should only get absorbed in that piece of meat. And so tomorrow, what it means to say is like near yafa yafa, like kisa yafa yafa, you didn't mix it well and you didn't cover it well. And since Rebbe holds, if you didn't mix it well or you didn't cover it well, it becomes osur, because efshel soichta is osur, that drop of milk remains there forever. And now, because it's a case of min b'minoi, says the Gemara, min b'minoi loy bottle.